We now come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And as always, the first is the joy of the ministry of our church and the ways that we are connecting with one another. I want to let you know that today's table service that will be posted by 5 o'clock on Facebook and YouTube will be featuring our very own Megumi Komori, who is one of the El Camino music students who's been a guest musician for us and will be sitting down to talk to me about what it's like to be an international student moving here with her family from Japan to study, and has some wonderful insights for us to be able to hear. And we also have music from James Concepcion. So make sure that you tune in for that. And it posts by 5, and it's up there for good to be able to worship at any time. Today is a drive-through communion Sunday, and so from 10:30 to 11:30, you can pull up in front of the church to receive one of our blessed communion kits. Upper rooms are available, our wonderful care cards are available, and El Portals are also available, and you can drop off Stillman Sawyer donations. So that's today from 10:30 to 11:30. Within that will be our monthly newsletter, communion newsletter, that has our menu for the month for our $5 feasts. That's also up on the El Portal and in the weekly email. This week will be some grilled chicken with corn on the cob and watermelon, a wonderful summer treat. RSVP by Wednesday if you're wanting one of the $5 Friday feasts. With that, we give thanks as our flowers this morning are from Miss Becky to celebrate Heidi B's first birthday on Wednesday, August 5th. And so happy birthday to Heidi B. We also have a couple other birthdays this week, as yesterday, Anella, Ivy, and Imelda celebrated their birthdays. What a fun day for the Legospi family that must have been with all the Zoom calls. And Manny Galeone is celebrating his 87th birthday on Wednesday. And so happy birthday, Anella, Ivy, Imelda, and Manny. Prayer request from the Austria family as Ray Ann leaves for her boot camp field training this Wednesday and will be heading to Alabama for 16 days. And so we pray safety of travels for Ray Ann. We pray for God to be with her, giving her strength, endurance, and all that is needed to make it through those 16 days. And also hearing from Rayanne, prayers for her field unit, her flight is what she called it, those that she will be training with, that in those 16 days they are able to bond together and get through it together. And so for Rayanne Austria, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I also wanted to make sure to lift up the Apple Fire as we are entering early into our fire season here in California. And so we pray for the safety of all those who are fighting that fire, all who have property and lives within the path of that fire, and for God to bring cooperation with the weather, especially to help with that. And so for the Apple Fire and all who are affected by it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning, and I invite you every time I say the words, Lord, in your mercy, to respond, hear our prayer. So let us pray. God, you have called us to be a people of prayer, to continue the ministry of intercession handed on to us by Jesus Christ himself. And so we come before you with confidence, bringing our prayers for the world you love. In your mercy, hear and answer. We pray for those who, like Jesus' disciples, find themselves surrounded by high winds and stormy seas, those who feel overwhelmed by events and circumstances, the loss of a job, the death of a loved one, serious accident or injury, chronic pain, depression, or divorce, and who don't know where to turn. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who, like Joseph, find themselves deeply wounded by people they love, people they thought they knew and trusted, and who are struggling to know how to respond. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who, like Peter, are experiencing a crisis of faith, who long wholeheartedly trust in God, but are held back by questions and doubts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who, like the prophet Elijah, have fallen into despair, who have begun to doubt God's presence and power, or question God's call in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who, like Joseph, have had their hopes and dreams crushed, those whose lives have suddenly taken a different turn, and who now wonder what lies ahead for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, it is not your will that any should suffer. We offer our prayers for all those who hunger and thirst, those who live in the midst of violence or poverty, and those who feel abandoned or ignored by the world around them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Through the life-giving power of your Holy Spirit, make your sustaining presence known to all who are in pain or need, so that they too may know your love and life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives to intercede for us. Amen. And with that, I invite Ivy Cochran up for a special music piece as we move into our time of offering our gifts to the Lord.